Blog Talk Radio.
Hey ladies, welcome back to TOTM Tea Talk here on Blog Talk Radio with me, your host Val Carey. And we are coming to you live from our studios here in Brooklyn. Ladies, it is spring outside. I've missed you guys. We've been away for the holiday weekend. I hope that your Easter was pleasant, and I'm excited about the sun is shining, and that's always a good thing, so thanks for coming back and tuning in for TOTMT Talk on this bright and sunny Sunday afternoon. So, ladies, I hope you are in a comfortable spot and you have your favorite drink. I normally sip on some tea, and I did not prepare a fresh pot of tea. But we're about to jump into the mood talk, the crave talk, the cramp talk, the TOTM tea talk. Join me in the chat room so we can chat it up. I already see Alfred Kylie Create. She is in the chat room with us. I am waving my hand to her. Literally, I'm waving. She can't see me, but I'm waving. And I guess perhaps when I start live streaming, you guys will be able to see me too. But, yeah, join us in the chat room or call us up at 323-870-3792. And today we're going to be talking about periods are not disgusting, because you know what? They're not. And why would I even say periods are not disgusting? Because for some reason people are going around online saying periods are disgusting. So I thought, and I felt compelled, to actually say, no, they're not disgusting. And I just thought we'll talk about it. You can always chime in on this conversation by emailing us at ttalk@itsmytotm.com. And that's TEATALK @itsmytotm.com. You know what I'm also looking forward to getting? Cause, you know, it's been a little bit slow, ladies, but let us fire our tea bag. So you can always send those letters to the same email address, which is ttalk@itsmytotm.com. And I'm going to say happy Sunday to you, Kylie. Thank you. So, our period's disgusting. I definitely want to hear what you have to say, but I say no. And recently I've seen a lot of comments from people online. So apparently there are people out there who apparently think that periods are disgusting. So I say let's definitely talk about it. About 2 weeks ago, a young lady by the name of Rupi Kaur, I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, she posted a photo to Instagram. And I guess to her surprise, as well to my surprise and other people's surprise, the photo was taken down by Instagram. And apparently they cited that it violated their policies. Well, okay, let's go over their rules for Instagram. Their rules say post your own photos, videos. Okay, so this photo was her own photo. It also says keep your clothes on. Now, how many of you have gone on Instagram and have seen scantily clad women, women with practically no clothes on at all? I mean, not even famous women. We could talk about two women that are fairly famous enough that have gone and try to break the internet. I'm not even going to mention her name. I think you guys know who I'm referring to, KK, with no clothes on. Another young lady, she's out and about on vacation. You know, she seems to be famous for some things. I don't know exactly what she's famous for, but she has a pretty famous baby daddy, so to speak. Her son's father is pretty famous. He's a musician or a rapper or something like that. And she had on dental floss, and this is just being spread across Instagram. Those photos were not taken down. So this young lady, her clothes were on. And when I say fully clothed, she had on sweatpants and a T-shirt laying in her bed. Okay, another one of the criteria rules would be respectful. Also, don't spam. I don't believe she was spamming because she was posting her own photo on her wall. And I don't see anything really, you know, disrespectful as to what she did. But let me tell you this. What her photo showed was what appeared to be period blood. And I say appeared to be period blood because later found out it wasn't actually blood at all. But it appeared to be period blood. She was depicting in an artistic way a period stain, like a TOTM accident. I mean, it's happened to how many of us, ladies? It happens to us all the time, whereas you're laying in bed, and I speak about this, you know, ways to not have these TOTM accidents, but they do happen. And in this particular portrayal, she's laying in bed, and there's a red spot in the back of her, and then there's a red spot on her bed. So that's pretty much like a period accident. So what she was actually doing was not only raising menstrual awareness in my mind, but also just bringing attention to how misogynistic this society can be. And perhaps even, you know, the administrators over at Instagram, I would probably say that they're pretty misogynistic too, because in my opinion, as long as women are being objectified through pornography and hyper-sexually exposed images, it seems to be okay. But the minute a woman decides to show her artistic side, and she, I believe, Rupi, is, you know, an artist in some sort of way, and decide to speak about the natural course that, you know, is the female condition, what we go through, our menstrual cycles, our periods, people are horrified, and they become disgusted. Oh, that's totally disgusting. I don't think it's disgusting, ladies. I want to hear from you. Call me up, 323-870-3792. I would love to hear what you have to say on this topic. If you're calling in order to actually speak with me, just press the number 1 so that I know you're in queue to leave a comment, to chime in, to share in this conversation. I'm going to go to the chat room right now because they're chatting it up in there. And Kylie, hi, once again, friend to the show, Kylie Creates, says, menstruation has been celebrated as long as there have been humans on the earth. Evidence in ancient cultures is overwhelming. You know, I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to agree. And, you know, in some cultures, menstruation is even revered. I mean, because, you know, it's something that brings life. It's a gift. And some women actually get to commune and go off to the side and actually just have time to themselves during that time. But, yeah, I totally agree, Kylie. But she also goes on to say, the problem is the modern tendency to commercialize and therefore stigmatize, to medicalize and commercialize and therefore stigmatize. Yeah, I think that big business sees women as their biggest consumers, and so they try to push products on us that we don't necessarily need. And one of the biggest products that, in regard especially to menstruation, that I believe that we do not need would be dishes. We don't need to dish, ladies. That is a whole other topic, but let's talk about that just a bit. How many of you guys out there dish, and why? Why do you dish? Who told you that it's okay to dish? We don't need to smell like the mountains, the mountain rain. We all have our own natural smell. And to be clean, you don't have to dish. As a matter of fact, dishing is actually associated with a lot of yeast infections and bacterial urinary tract infections. It's not necessary to dish. You can actually use a very delicate pH balancing type of to wash your lady parts, and you don't need to dish, you know, and clean out the inside. If you really feel compelled, you can dish without any commercial type of cleanser, just with water. And that is my opinion. So, and I see something else in the chat room that it's why my Twitter profile is as follows: don't buy the lie. Menstruation should not be medicalized or commercialized. It should be welcomed and celebrated. Thank you, Kylie. I believe we should welcome and celebrate the menstrual cycle, and I'm totally an advocate for celebrating it and welcoming it. So when a young lady first gets her menstrual cycle, I truly believe that we should welcome it and allow her to welcome it. It's all about how you perceive it and teach it and pass it on to the next person, which goes into changing your mind, change your mindset. But back to Rupi. So what policy did she violate when she posted this photo? I don't see any policies that she violated, and apparently it took a storm of women, and, you know, I commend each and every woman who stood up and raised their voice and backed her up. And apparently after the Huffington Post actually did an article in regards to the Instagram photo being taken down, and what they did recently was they issued an apology to her, and they reinstated both of her photos. You know, actually, I think I only saw one photo, which is the photo of her laying in the bed with her back facing the camera, and she has on a pair of gray sweatpants. How many of us just love to wear sweatpants during that time of the month? Because they're comfortable. You know, that's like, I kind of say it's like your go-to outfit when it's your TOTM, your sweatpants. But you can find other comfortable means of clothing, and especially it goes with what you're eating and how you're feeling during that time of the month. But, yeah, Instagram decided to reinstate her photos, and I don't know exactly. They sent her an apology. They said the images, this is very laughable, because whenever someone does something, it's always an accident, right? They said that the images were accidentally removed. I don't know how Instagram accidentally removed it. And you know what? This is what happens, is that other users, because, you know, she posted a photo, and I don't think that Instagram just arbitrarily said, oh, Rupi, you just posted a photo of you laying in the bed. I think there was a barrage of other users that looked at it and thought, oh, this is disgusting. I don't understand why they would feel that that is disgusting, and seeing a naked woman is not necessarily disgusting, or seeing young girls twerking as not being disgusting. Why wouldn't they report those sort of photos? I don't know. What do you think? I mean, that just goes to the mindset of people, I suppose. But anyway, they issued an apology. They reinstated the photos. The photo is back up. And Rupi herself, she responded in such a way that I couldn't even have put it any better. And I'm going to read, quote unquote, what Rupi Kaur, and her, you can follow her on Instagram. Her name is R-U-P-I, and her last name is K-A-U-R. But on Instagram, it's her first and last name together, followed by underscore. And so she says to Instagram, thank you for providing me with the exact response my work was created to critique. You deleted a photo of a woman who was fully clothed and menstruating, stating that it goes against community guidelines when your guidelines outline that is that it is nothing but acceptable. The girl is fully clothed. The photo is mine. It is not attacking a certain group, nor is it spam. And because it does not break those guidelines, I will repost it again. I will not apologize for not feeding the ego and pride of misogynist society that will have my body in an underwear, but not okay with a small leak. When your pages are filled with countless photo accounts where women, so many who are underage, are objectified, pornified, and treated less than human. Thank you. Wow. That is written by Ruby Carr. And she says that this image is a part of her photo series project, and you can follow that if you want to from her website, which is rubycarr.com. Okay, if you're just joining us, you're joining TOTMT Talk, and thank you for joining us. We're talking about periods being not disgusting. Periods are disgusting. And, you know, to be quite honest, I'm not going to even say why someone would think it's disgusting. If you're a person who thinks that periods are disgusting, you know, you can call in right now to 323-870-3792, and we can discuss that. You can give your comment, and I will say why I don't believe that periods are disgusting. But as I will stand, periods are not disgusting, and it's just a shame how women are depicted when they are on their periods, why women feel the need to hide the fact that they're on their periods, or even when they go to the supermarket, why do they feel the need to look around when they're going to the feminine product aisle, and why do they feel apprehensive, a lot of women, when they're buying their sanitary products, whether it's, you know, feminine wash, or whether it's tampons, or sanitary pads, or even cups, which not too many people really buy cups in a store. A lot of people buy cups online. But it's particularly pads and tampons. Why do women feel ashamed to purchase these things, especially when the checkout person at the counter is a man and you have to go get your TOTM products? Why do women feel like that? It's because I believe that society, which is geared by men who put this portrayal out, that when we're having our TOTM, when we're on our periods, that we're not our cleanest, that we're not our freshest, that it's nasty, it's disgusting, it's something that, you know, we should be ashamed of. I say we should not be ashamed of something that is so natural and that every woman will go through and has been happening from the dawning ages of the beginning of time. So be proud when it's time to go and purchase your sanitary napkins. And I thank Rupi for actually posting that photo. It's a great photo. It's starting a lot of conversation. It's allowing people to speak about it. And, you know, that's what TOTMT Talk is all about. It's about menstrual wellness and awareness. We have to be more aware of our menstrual cycles and things that we can do to have that so happy TOTM. I'm all about having a happier full period. So that's what we talk about. And this was something that I saw, it was about 2 weeks ago when I initially saw it, and I said, you know, I really want to talk about this. And last week was Easter Sunday. We didn't have a show last week. The week before was Palm Sunday. So I thank you all for coming back, for tuning in, for TOTMT Talk. If there's anything that you guys want to talk about on the show, please let me know. Tweet us at MyTOTM. Give us some ideas for upcoming talk shows. Sometimes people say, well, how do you talk each week about the menstrual cycle? Is there, you know, are you ever going to run out of topics? I don't think so. I think that there's always something that we can learn, a new product that's coming out, something that we need to be aware of, some new remedy to deal with those pesky cramps that we may experience during that time of the month, or headaches or leg pains or nausea, but always natural things. We definitely advocate for natural remedies as opposed to, as Kylie says, you know, medicinal things that society is always trying to push on us. You know, you're feeling a little cranky, or you're feeling a little cranky. Oh, let's give you a happy pill. You're feeling a little crampy. Oh, let's give you some pills to deal with that. Why is it that we always have to have an over-the-counter remedy? And when I say over-the-counter, I'm talking medicine. I'm not talking over-the-counter at your health food store where they're saying, have a banana because you're feeling crampy. That's what they should be saying. What do you think? Kylie, what do you think? Let me know what you think in the chat room. Okay, so, ladies, you know we've had a contest here in the past. I think it's time for a new contest. Yeah, I feel a new contest coming on. I don't know if I told you guys, I wrote a book last year. I actually co-wrote a book with 23 fabulous women. And it's almost like a chicken soup for the soul type of the art of activation. So I am going to give away 10 copies of my book, The Art of Activation. So we're going to do a contest surrounding that. So definitely be on the lookout. Follow us on Facebook for more details for this upcoming contest, or just follow us on Twitter at MyTOTM. I'm going to put some information in the details about this contest. I'll be tweeting it and posting it on Facebook and, you know, tell you guys how you can win a copy of the book, The Art of Activation. We're going to be giving away 10 copies of that book. So definitely be sure to look out for that. So, and then be sure to connect with All Things TOTM because we're on Blogspot, Blog Talk Radio, Ming, Facebook, Pinterest, and Twitter. And you can receive TOTM tips straight to your hip by texting TOTM to 55469. Let me repeat that. Take out your cell phones, compose a text to the numbers 55469, TM to 55469, and you'll get TOTM tips to your cell phone. And one more thing, the TOTM app is in production. Yes. I don't know if I told you guys, I am really, really excited about the TOTM app. You know, I've been thinking and planning in my head to finally have an app, a period app, that not only just tracks your menstrual cycle, but also when you put in the mood that you're feeling or the symptom that you're having, that it will actually respond to you with a TOTM tip, just like the book, the TOTM Ultimate Period Planner. You know, you can track your menstrual cycle in that planner. It's a book, but it also has TOTM tips throughout the book. So now we are in production with our app. The app is expected to launch this June. So I'm really, really excited about that, ladies. I will keep you posted. And as soon as the app launches, I would love for you all to download it. Kylie, for agreeing with me 100% tonight. It was 100%. Yeah. I agree with you agreeing with me that periods are not disgusting. I don't believe so. But if you are one of those people who are listening, and you know it's interesting because someone tweeted us earlier today. We tweeted that periods are not disgusting, and she actually tweeted us back and said, no, but they are. And I just had to laugh, and I told her, yeah, tune in to the show. I don't know if, I believe that's Eloise. I don't know if Eloise is listening to the show right now, but Eloise, I have to contend and say again that periods are not disgusting, and we're here to dispel that myth. They're not disgusting. So be sure to come back for more of TOTMT Talk. We're going to be back next week, Sunday. Same time, same place, and I'm not sure exactly what our topic is going to be next week, but you guys will know by tomorrow. We're going to be talking something fabulous, something that has to deal with that time of the month, of course, and also about women empowerment. Absolutely. So be sure to join us back next week. I want to thank everyone who tuned in. I see there are some people in queue that have just called in to listen. I was hoping that someone would have pressed the number one and said, well, hey, I just want to say hi, or I want to chime in and say I agree with what you're saying, or I disagree. But I welcome everyone who listens from their phone, who listens from the computer, who actually joins us in the chat room. And thanks to our good friend, Kylie Creates, who joins us on Sundays in the chat room. Thank you for joining us once again. So be sure to come back next Sunday. And remember that TLTM is about female empowerment through self-awareness, understanding, and information. And that's all we're here to do, is to share the information. So I implore everyone who tunes in to empower yourself, empower our daughters, so that they're not walking around thinking that something that's so natural is disgusting, because it's not. So thank you again, and we'll be back next week. So for now, I am your TOTM T-Talk radio show host, Val Carey, and until next time we speak, may every TOTM be a so happy one.